And establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Hopefully we'll be able to get him at the break. If not, why, it'll be just you and me this morning. But how do we really understand what's going on today? How do we understand the fact that certainly our children are being indoctrinated in evolution, and yet all of the evidence shows that evolution is not accurate, that man, you cannot trace man back more than about 6,000 years, that all of this carbon dating is simply totally fallacious. The carbon dating isn't better than 6,000 or 7,000 years. It just doesn't work. And yet if you tell a lie, often enough people will believe. Because either evolution is true or the Bible is true. And if evolution is true, then there really is no hope. Man is simply a creature. He evolved from something lower, and there is no God. But, of course, if evolution is a lie, then the Bible, I believe, is true and valid, and its story about the background of the origin of humanity certainly is valid. And certainly, if you honestly believe that the wonderful human body that you have just evolved by chance, that you have no soul, that you're here, you came from dust, you'll return to dust, there's nothing after that. Why should you try to be honest during your lifetime? Why should you try to be moral? Why should you be faithful to your wife or to your husband, if there is no God that you're answerable to? And, of course, the thing is that the evolution is a lie. In fact, most of what you believe is a lie. Most of the history that is taught in our colleges today is a lie. And how is it done? Well, basically, it is done because our universities are controlled, our educational system is controlled, our media is controlled. And to understand how this all came about, you really need to go back to the period immediately following World War II. And here are boys that fought valiantly in Europe and valiantly in the South Pacific to bring democracy and peace to the world and individual freedom. And then the American State Department turned Eastern Europe over to the communists. In fact, they not only turned it over to them, they financed the communists. They actually gave them the printing plates for the American occupation money, for the money that was used in Western Europe, so that the Soviets could print it up so that we would redeem it, so we would finance their occupation, their brutal occupation and rape of Eastern Europe. And literally every woman there was raped, following the war. Almost every woman. I've talked to women who were there, who witnessed this, and you've never heard about this. You never heard about Operation Keelhaul, where America and Great Britain and the Allies turned over almost 6 million Russians who'd been either captured by the Nazis or who'd suddenly defected to the Nazis because they hated communism. They rounded them up, even many of them here in the United States in prison camps and in Canada, and took them back to Russia where they were slaughtered. That was Operation Keel Haul. Operation Keel Haul. Look it up on the Internet and find out if I'm telling you the truth. And who's calling in?
Bill Sardi.
Oh, hi, Bill. I'm so glad you could make it this morning. I did want to have our listeners listen to your story of longevity, so you pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask your audience, if I showed them a picture of a man on his 100th birthday with a birthday cake in front of him and the 100 candles, and he was blowing out those candles, what would be their reaction to that picture? Well, of course, I've done this already, and my survey shows that 100% of the time, anybody viewing that picture says, I never want to live that long. And that, my friend, is our, well, propaganda that we've fallen for as we've changed our mind about the idea of living long in America. And I'm writing an e-book called How the World Got Lost on the Road to the Anti-Aging Pill. And I'm trying to point out how we unwittingly fell for the population control agenda by saying we didn't want to live that long. And it makes sense because modern medicine came along, invented its drugs and circuses, and in the 1960s and 70s, put most of our loved ones, our grandparents and our parents, on endless drugs, essentially doping them. And what we witnessed were older people spending years in debilitation, practically mindless, in nursing homes, costing families fortunes. And we said, like I just said, I never want to live that long. And that has been a giant change in America since what I call the geritol era of our lives. Way back in the 1960s and 70s, Americans jumped for an idea of something that would help them with their health in older age. It was called geritol. And the criteria they used to jump for geritol were ads on television. The $64,000 question, the Lawrence Welk show, the game show called 21. These became infamous, and millions of Americans took geritol. It's still sold today. What was geritol? Why, it provided B vitamins, an overdose of iron, 50 to 100 milligrams, and an overdose of alcohol, 12% alcohol, six times more than wine. They were sloshing our seniors. And, of course, this was marketed to the senior adults. And, of course, we know today that iron overload leads to liver disease, and essentially your early demise. Was geritol, even simple, innocent geritol, was that even a population control device being practiced at the end of life? Well, it appears to have been unwittingly so many millions of Americans took it, and they met their grave early. This, of course, was an experience that America went through. It's very interesting that today they talk about an anti-aging pill being actually a real possibility.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bill Stardy, and we're talking about longevity. Go right ahead.
I'm giving a peek to your listeners today, Dr. Stan, of my new ebook that will be out soon, How the World Got Lost on the Road to an Anti-Aging Pill. I'm not sure your listeners even have an anti-aging pill on their wish list. And for the first time in history, it appears there is such a thing within sight, within reach. And it's not being hyped on late-night television infomercials or radio infomercials or anywhere but the front page of Scientific American, Science Magazine, Nature Magazine. And how many millions of Americans opted to even try it? It fizzled. In fact, why there's been high public interest and it's been shown on the front page of New York Times and Wall Street Journal, less than a million Americans have decided to try this idea of an anti-aging pill posed as a red wine resveratrol pill. The molecule is resveratrol, and the red wine, they believe, responsible for the possible longevity. Let's compare that with Viagra in its first year of use, $1 billion of sales. Resveratrol, after 6 years, less than $30 million of sales and fizzling. In fact, resveratrol pills were shown on 60 Minutes, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Barbara Walters Show, and America sat there dazzled and paralyzed. And it was only when the online spammers got a hold of it and offered a free bottle to induce Americans into auto-ship programs using their credit card number, and these companies were working offshore in Canada and the island of Cyprus and bilking millions of seniors, that they even fell for the idea. What's very interesting is that studies show, and surveys done in Britain and here, that Americans might be interested in such a pill, but only if it didn't cost them out of their own pocket. And that's interesting. The Rand Corporation many years ago, decided that maybe an anti-aging pill was going to become a reality, and they plugged it in to future Medicare budgets, an anti-aging pill, that Medicare would pay for that. Surveys show most senior Americans wouldn't opt for it until they talked to their doctor, made sure it didn't interfere with their medicines, it would actually eradicate the need for most medicines, and that it didn't cost them an out-of-pocket expense. And an earlier MIT survey, this was done at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and they asked people, well, what would be the greatest technological wonders that you would desire? An automated home, a driverless car, biodegradable plastic, an anti-aging pill, a computerized home, all those things. And the anti-aging pill, well, it was at the bottom of the list. Biodegradable plastic was the most desired thing at the time. Americans have changed their mind. They've started to live long. They've seen the drugs and circuses that the drug companies have created, that modern medicine has manipulated and forced us into, and they don't want it anymore. Americans today fear longevity more than they fear dying. And ladies and gentlemen, that very prevalent thought is exactly how they've got us to line up for Soylent Green. Remember the movie Soylent Green? It was about, well, the world was running out of food, and in a decade's in the future look, why, when people died, they would be ground up into this little food called Soylent Green. And ladies and gentlemen, our families, our parents, our grandparents, by saying they don't want to live that long, are essentially unwittingly lining up for processing at the Soylent Green factory. They've bought into the idea of population control that the elites have pushed upon our country. And it gets even worse when you decide, or when you hear and learn, that the elites made decisions years ago to keep a real anti-aging pill from ever being discovered. You see, in the 1970s, genetic engineering was coming on to the blackboard. We were learning that they could take genes and learn how they work. 1953, Crick and Watson discovered the shape of genes, the spiral appearance, the double helix. But that was only its structure. It was in the early 1970s they finally found out what makes genes make proteins. They knew they made proteins. What was the mechanism? Where was the switch? Well, they found out that little substances called histone bodies, they look like little ropes, and they wrap around bundles of DNA called chromatin. When they're tightly wrapped, they switch genes off. It's kind of like a non-read computer file. When they're loose, they turn the genes on, and they express or make proteins. It's called gene expression. Ladies and gentlemen, with that knowledge in your mind, you now should recognize that your destiny is not your DNA. You are not born and with a fatalistic approach that the genes you were given by your parents, your mother and your father, dictate your biological future. It can be switched. You can switch your genes off and on. We know this. We know that this fatalistic approach is what they've left Americans with. It's the Darwinian approach to genetics. It's all a fabrication. We all know for many years that if you take a long-living Japanese person and you move them to Hawaii, their life expectancy is shortened. It's the environment. It's the sunlight or the lack of it. The food and the type of food. It's the temperature. All of those factors have something to do with switching our genes. It's environmentally
controlled. Pesticides and metals and other things of that sort influence our genes as well.
Well, certainly stress influences our genes. These chemicals they have in the environment, we're certainly concerned, because if you repeatedly do that, especially during the period of childhood development in the womb and through the first years of life, you will imprint those things into a newborn, and they will be born where they have a propensity to be diabetic, like we see now with the bisphenol A chemical that lines our tin cans, that's in our baby foods and other things. People get about 7 pounds of bisphenol A a year. They wouldn't believe, bisphenol A, what's that? Well, it's in your canned foods. It's there, and what they're doing is taking and putting things, chemicals, in our foods that will, of course, control the population, make us infertile, make us ill all of our lives, talk about disease mongering will be on, the modern pharmacology regimen of drugs throughout all of our life, as they imprint this into our genes. At any rate, what's happening here is that we really had a shot at having an anti-aging pill in the early 1970s. In the early 1970s, they found all this out about gene switching. They even found a molecule called butyrate. You eat a high-fiber diet, the fermentation in your gut produces a little molecule called butyrate. There's a little bit of it in butter. And that molecule they used in animal studies, and the animals lived far longer. They already had a molecular medicine, a molecular way to switch genes on and off. They knew how to do this already. It caught the attention of the life insurance industry. They had to have a big summit. It was on genetic engineering and longevity. They were to decide what they would do as an industry, because they had knowledge. You can read their online report. We'll give that to you soon. But that online report said that biologists were telling them that humans could live 150 to 250 years, that this was coming. Gerontologists at the time said, this was 1974 in a survey, we're going to add 20 more years of healthy living to the American life expectancy. It never happened. It never happened. They had the technology. They hid it from view. This little method of the histone bodies and the chromatin and the switching of the genes was all revealed to the life insurance industry. But as they mulled over this, why people would live so long, that the insurance premiums would go down. But then they went on in their thinking and said, wait a minute. If you're 30 years old and you're going to live 150 years, maybe you'll never think of buying life insurance. And by the time you think of buying it, maybe we don't want to sell it to you. And they realized it would put them out of business, and it would put out people out of business in the health insurance industry. It would put the people out of business in the medical research industry, because most medical research involves age-related diseases. We're talking about backing up the onset of aging. What we ended up with, the drugs and circuses that we now have, because the life insurance industry, along with all those other groups, including the news media, decided to hide this from Americans. They kept all this in the closet, threw it back in the file drawers, never told them, even though you can find it in the medical literature today, way back in the 1970s, they didn't want them to know this. Did they decide that, these elites, because they were worried about overpopulation of the world? No, they decided it because it didn't meet their selfish interests, their commercial and financial interests. They kept a greatest discovery of all time hidden from Americans and the world. They knew how to do this then. Had they continued on, our goal is to delay aging by 7 years. Had we begun using an anti-aging pill then, we would have put modern pharmacology out of business, but we would not be in the nursing homes. We would have saved Medicare. Medicare is $60 trillion short in its ability to provide medical care for Americans in the future. Had we delayed aging, most chronic disease is age-related, and people would have lived longer and healthier. And in surveys by seniors, they say, they ask them, AARP magazine, would you take an anti-aging pill? 9 out of 10 said no. They were too afraid that they would only add years, not quality years, to their lives. I can't blame them. They were concerned about running out of retirement money, a practical concern. And they were also concerned about overpopulating the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the people closest to death's door are the laggards, the least interested in this whole idea of an anti-aging pill. Ponce de Leon, he searched for the fountain of youth, but that's exactly what he searched for. He wanted to dip into the water and come out looking young. He didn't want to necessarily live long. He just wanted to look younger, like most Americans do. How much money do we spend on dyeing our hair, contact lenses, plastic surgery, things to make us look younger? We're confused about the youth pill versus the anti-aging pill. We would rather look young than live long. We have kind of a vanity to ourselves. There's nothing wrong with this. I'm just pointing out how much we'll spend, but in surveys, they wouldn't spend a dime on an anti-aging pill that would make them live long, unless they had it offered to them for free, like the online spammers did. Then the people fell for it. It's interesting when we think about things that would help us live longer. How about exercise? It will only add about a year and a half to your life. How about cholesterol control? Only about 6 months to your life. If you don't smoke, it'll add about 10 years to your life. That's why health authorities never really came down hard on smoking, because smokers die 10 years sooner and cost a lot less money to our social welfare programs. If you're a vegetarian, you'll add 4 to 7 years to your life. If you're a female, women usually outlive their spouses. They don't have the iron overload. That doesn't occur till menopause. Men began iron overloading much earlier in life after their childhood growth was over. So women live about 5 to 8 years long.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back in just a moment here with our good friend Bill Sardi.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett under a cloud of controversy. Here's Mark with our report.
That's right, Susan. A number of controversial Bennett Senate votes are now coming to light, and Bennett is drawing the ire of constituents who feel betrayed. Senate roll calls show that Bennett voted against giving senior citizens on Social Security a cost of living increase, but he voted to give Wall Street banks a bailout. And finance reports show that Bennett has received more than $500,000 from those same Wall Street banks. Also drawing sharp criticism, votes Bennett made against new restrictions on credit card companies who exploit consumers, and against a bill to help people protect their homes from foreclosure. Susan?
Thanks, Mark. We'll continue to follow this as it develops.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Bill Sardi and Bill. Now, you're writing an e-book going into this whole subject of longevity. When will that e-book be available?
That e-book will be available in about a month. We're going to put it online for free. The title, How the World Got Lost on the Road to the Anti-Aging Pill, I was explaining before the news break, as we were talking about ways to add a few years to your life, and certainly vegetarian diets, avoiding smoking, maybe taking vitamin C pills. All these things are helpful. Females have an advantage. They live a little longer than the males. But we're talking about super longevity, adding 30 to 50 healthy years to your life. They've done that by limiting the calories in people's diets. Now, in all forms of life, if you restrict the calories, cut them back by about 50%, it about doubles the human lifespan. That's possible without depriving yourself of food. Now, what they intend to do is make a pill that mimics that. It has molecules that switch the same genes on as if you were eating a low-calorie diet. That's the idea. It's called a calorie restriction mimic. That's where the resveratrol red wine pill came into mentioned, got into the news. That's what they're talking about. But all this idea of this came to us in the early 1970s. It was 1969. A Time magazine, an article there, said that this was one of the greatest discoveries of that decade, epigenetics, the ability to turn genes on and off. They learned it that early. They could have had an anti-aging pill then. And as an article in 1970, the following year, said in Time magazine, this is all now going to be a possibility, but we have birth control. The birth control pill was in full string, a swing since 1960. They had a million abortions going on at the time. But as they said, we have birth control, we just don't have age control. And that was the first time that was mentioned, that they were going to be controlling how long we would live at the end of our life so that we would not overpopulate the world. And this agenda was covertly hidden, maybe the greatest discovery of all time, that man could live 100, 200, 250 years, were the estimates at the time, was hidden from America. Not only by the certainly the commercial interests, the life insurance industry, but by medical researchers and the news media themselves, as Time magazine fails to report on what was in the medical literature. They didn't want to deliver it to the Americans. We were left with the Darwinian explanation that our genes are fatalistic, that the genes we were born with determine your biological destiny, that your mother and father gave you those genes. You're either going to proudly have a longevity gene, there's no such a thing, or you're going to have a shortened life depending on what your mother and father handed you. And that's absolutely false. And we can control these things. We can change those genes at any stage of life. We took an older man in his 80s in Chicago. We took a measure of aging. As cells get older, cellular debris piles up, garbage. They call it lipofuscin. We could take a picture in the back of his eyes, non-invasively, no biopsy needed, measure the amount of lipofuscin in his cells at the back of his eye, and then we could give him some of these molecules, a red wine molecule, resveratrol, and after 5 months, that lipofuscin was eradicated. He had improvement in five measures of his vision, the side vision, color vision, visual acuity, color vision, and so on. So he was able to improve his vision clinically, but what we did was show that an 80-year-old man could back up and reverse his biological age versus his chronological age. His calendar age was 80, but what we did to him biologically was take that cellular debris out. That cellular debris, called lipofuscin,